Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
409, Jordana Green, David Josephson at the helm, Paul roaming the state of Minnesota, being a tourist, showing some friends around. Can't wait to talk to him a little bit later. And our dear friend Todd Walker comes on the show on Thursdays to line up the weekend. Recently back from Mazatlan. And, oh, David, I forgot to tell you to get that sound of Tattoo. Going, the plane, right? Because David is too young to watch Fantasy Island. But the only thing I knew about Mazatlan, I guess it's a real place, on Fantasy Island, everybody used to go to Mazatlan, I guess, on their cruises or wherever. And I don't know anything about it, but Todd said he's been there now twice, and it's changed quite a bit. So I said, well, we love to talk about travel. So, Todd, you have to tell us what Mazatlan is really like. It is real, right?
Yeah, you know, and it is so incredibly different. You're right. I mean, I recall going there when I was, it's right after college or right during college with a couple of fraternity brothers, and we went because it was a place you could go. You could be wild. You could, drink underage mm-hmm. or whatever. And now you actually have to be 25 or older to even rent a hotel room. And there's so many different activities that you can take part in. And I basically took each day and I thought, how am I going to explore Mazatlan? So I divided it up into three different types of activities. So I did like a land adventure. So I went to a place called Verando Adventure Park, and for the morning hours, I rented ATVs with a group of people, fine. And we went out into the areas of Mazatlan that are kind of like wooded, but then there would be some beaches, and did an ATV tour, stopped at little villages, stopped at little places where we, did like little samplings of some of the, street foods, and it was absolutely a ball. And then came back and went on to, at the same park, went on a zipline tour that is basically, you kind of felt like you were in a canopy in the, jungle type area where this was located, because it was very remote, but it was a 14 rope zip line. So you would go to one, to the next, to even one of them, they had us go upside down. So it was pretty exhilarating, a little bit frightening. But you would zip line through these 14 different lines. And then at the end, they prepared some amazing, it's traditional Mazatlan food where they roasted tomatoes. They made homemade guacamole, nice. And they brought out all the food for us to try. We could even learn how to make tortillas. Mm. So they had a tortilla station. So it was really exciting. And then to close it off, we went and did a tequila tour from a tequila factory and learned how tequila was made and the agave. So it was really fun. I mean, it was something I didn't think of doing. You think of just going there and being out on the water, of which I did do. I also went out on a dolphin and whale watching adventure, which was exciting. You're out on the beautiful waters, and they have 10 different islands off of the shores of Mazatlan, and it's one of the biggest beaches. The string of beaches was one of the largest in Latin America. So you can go out on the water, tour these different 10 islands by boat, mm-hmm. and then hang out and do, look for dolphins, look for whales. We saw some dolphins. So that was really exciting. And then they have a beach that they take you to, and it's called Stone Island Beach. And it's really not a beach because it's right connected to the mainland, mm-hmm. but it's set up like a beach. But it was beautiful. I think the misconception, like you said, is Mazatlan is spring breakers and hanging out and, right. But it wasn't, it was, and even the sightseeing, I spent one day doing like sightseeing around Mazatlan mm-hmm. because they have the only traditional colonial villages that are still remaining in Mexico in one of the beach communities. So we went back, I was on a Segway, did a Segway around fine. And toured all around the old town Mazatlan, and then went, and you go by cliff divers. So there's all these, you know, guys going up in there, diving off the cliffs all day long. Of course, they all want tips, but, yeah. You know, you walked along and watched the cliff divers, and you know, just it was adventure-filled, and then did a little hiking up to one of the tallest lighthouses in Mazatlan. So, I mean, there's so many different things to do. It wasn't a matter of, like, I stayed at an all-inclusive resort, which many of them are in Mexico, mm-hmm. but you don't have to, like, think about the old time Mazatlan, like we all remember, maybe just getting away, slaying on a chair on a beach, and you know, having cocktails. And it wasn't that way. The food at the all-inclusive, I stayed at a place called El Cid, and it was wonderful food too. Mm-hmm. So I don't know, put it on your list if you're looking at getting away this winter. I definitely, and Sun Country flies direct.
You say that the Mazatlan we all remember, but, like, I didn't remember Mazatlan. The only memory I had of Mazatlan was this. It was the Fantasy Island theme.
You're too funny. You're absolutely right. I think that's what a lot of people think. But throw that thought out the window, and create a new song list when you think you're going to Mazatlan, because it's not that way. It's totally different.
I guess I would think that it'd be super built up now, because back in the 70s when we were watching Fantasy Island, or in the 80s, you know, that was the hot destination. Everybody wanted to go there because of that show.
Yeah, of course. I mean, that's what you think of. I'm actually going back again, Jordana.
Really?
So over Thanksgiving, I'm going to Cabo San Lucas, and I'm going to Mazatlan and to Puerto Vallarta. So I'm going to those three places, and we'll have to chat about that, because there's a new technology that they're rolling out on a Princess cruise ship. So my father and I are going over Thanksgiving, and I'm thinking that, I mean, if you're doing your show on that Thursday, I should call you from the ship.
What's the technology that you're going to be reporting on?
It's they have, like, a medallion that you wear on your wrist or whatever, if you wear it around your neck, and then everything is kind of like you wave the medallion in front of your room to get into your room. To pay for anything is, you use your medallion. In any entry points, like if you're going on any excursion. So it's this brand new technology they're rolling out. So I'll share it with you when I come back.
Oh, I love that. Okay.
Change the experience. But yeah, put Mazatlan on your list, and I'm going back. I can't believe I'm going to be there in like 2 weeks.
I'm super jealous. Can I hitch a ride?
I know, especially with this weather that you're experiencing right now. I'd be, oh my gosh, it is like freezing outside. I'd be like, I was running between the Holiday Boutique down at the U.S. Bank, U.S. Bank Stadium, and over to, for Fox this morning, and then from there went over to the Roller Girls season launches tomorrow night, and chatted with the Roller Derby group.
Did you buy anything at the Holiday Boutique?
You know what? They really do have a lot of things. It's the largest holiday boutique in the upper Midwest. They have 30,000 people go through those doors.
Crazy.
And when I was leaving at 10 o'clock, people were lined up to come in there to, you know, it's affordable. It's $10 in advance.
Easy, right.
And you can come in and, you know, shop around, and they have, like, food, you know, food areas and, you know, gift items. Mm-hmm. So yeah, it's pretty cool. I mean, people like it. I guess it's – I'm not really the person that's going to go there and, like, you know, buy gift items. But a lot of people are, that's for sure.
Todd, great to talk to you, sir. We're out of time. But thank you for the Mazatlan update, because I really – I guess you didn't see Tattoo or Mr. Wark. Well, Tattoo's passed away, but you didn't see Mr. Wark. I guess Mr. Wark probably passed away, too.
That's true.
You didn't see anybody there.
No, right, I didn't see anybody.
Thanks for the call. Mazatlan. I want to go to Mazatlan now. I want to go and go on a Segway tour and go whale watching. I want to do all of those things. I guess I want to be anywhere where maybe it's not 29 degrees. But Paul wants to be here. He is taking his relatives and friends on a tour of Minnesota. We're going to catch up with him and find out how his Juicy Lucy was next.
Paul and Jordana.
He's hanging out at Minnehaha Falls. He's checking out the skyways. He's eating Juicy Lucy's. He's our own Paul Douglas, man about Minnesota. Hello, my friend.
Hey, Jor. How are you?
So are your friends enjoying Minnesota? Is it all that's cracked up to be?
Are you guys having a good time so far?
We miss you a lot, and we've been wondering what you're doing.
They had to say that, because they're captives in my car.
They are.
No, it's been a good day, and I appreciate all the great suggestions that CCO listeners made. We We did the Paisley Park tour, and I swear, I did it once before, but they've added new stuff, new rooms, new outfits for Prince, new music.
Nice.
Some of the music that hasn't been published yet, they gave us a sneak peek of that. So that was cool.
Did you see his ashes?
No, and I asked them, and mm-hmm. I threw you under the bus. I said, nice. My co-host, Jordana Green, is perpetually confused, and she insists that Prince's ashes are on display. And actually, this woman, the tour guide, looked at me sympathetically, and she said, well, at one point, yes, the urn was on display, but the estate, the family, changed that, and now apparently his ashes are upstairs where nobody can go.
Got it. Yeah. Okay. I wasn't that confused.
You were closer than I thought you were. We did Minnehaha Falls, which I had not done in forever. And it was amazing because all the spray from the falls coated the side, and you got these icy stalagmites and stalactites, these icicles hanging down from the falls. It was really cool.
Nice.
I would encourage people to check out the falls. A lot of water coming over Minnehaha Falls. And then we went to DJ. David recommended the Nook in St. Paul.
And?
Great, great Juicy Lucy's. Fabulous.
Which one did you get, Paul?
I got just the, what was it, the Nookie or whatever?
The Nookie Supreme, sure.
Yeah, and that was fabulous. But did you guys get a Palmolator?
I got a
Palmolator. Yeah, my wife got a Palmolator.
Oh, sure, with the pepper jack cheese in there.
You know it.
Oh.
It was fabulous. The beer tasted good. Then a quick glimpse of Summit Avenue. And then we came back into Minneapolis, did the Mill City Museum.
Yep. I love
that.
And
that was cool. That mm-hmm. was, and you know, I'm not sure we've ever done that. I'm embarrassed to admit.
Mm-hmm. I've done it with my kids.
It's so cool. And mm-hmm. I mean, the elevator that goes up and down and you get the interactive history lesson, and it's amazing. And then we took a walk, the Stone Arch Bridge. And then we drove through downtown, talked about the skyways, and then we went around Lake of the Isles. And that's pretty much been our day.
And it's even might snow a little bit later, so they're getting the whole Minnesota effect.
Really? It's going to snow? Tell me more.
I think that's what your forecast says.
I haven't even looked at a weather map today.
Well, tomorrow, a chance of sprinkles and flurries, then a chance of rain. So they're really getting the full effect.
Yeah. I'm just happy it's above freezing. I mean, it was a nice day. The sun was peeking through. It was in the mid-30s. It's been a good day. And it's always nice when you can show off your hometown. And you know what? Sometimes it takes friends visiting or family visiting for you to do the things that you should have done a long time ago to
That's
get
true.
Off the dime. But again, it's Mission Impossible. How do you show anybody your city
in one day,
7 hours. Yeah,
right, it's hard. I want to give you an update on our Twitter poll, by the way. We have four predictions. You, Mike Max, Nadine Babu, and Corey Heppala.
Oh,
and
boy.
You, my friend, 24% of respondents agree with you. But Nadine is kicking butt. Nadine had Minnesota 21, Penn State 17, and 47% of respondents agree with her. So far.
Well, I wouldn't go against Nadine, and I hope to be tailgating with Nadine tomorrow.
Fun.
The Sky Umah lot.
Mm-hmm.
Big game. I think it's going to be a good game, and I stand by my prediction. I think it's going to come right down to the wire. I don't think it's going to be a lopsided victory for anybody, and we'll see.
Paul, we also have someone else doing something very Minnesotan. Our own Adam Carter is, I don't think he's currently in a deer stand. He might be looking for one.
That'd be illegal there right now.
Yeah.
I just know how excited you are, Adam.
Good point.
But Laura tells us you're drinking something called a blueberry bamboozle frou-frou drink.
Oh, come on. This is deer hunting, Jordana. What do you think we're drinking? Cosmopolitans up here?
What are you drinking, buddy?
I know you've been, you know, you're from New Jersey, but you've been here long enough.
What are you drinking? You're drinking a special drink.
No, the traditional shot for deer hunters, anyway, is a blackberry brandy.
Is that okay? I did not know that.
In fact, well, I don't want to get too long into this, but I've been deer hunting for 20 years, since 1999. I came to it late in life, but the guy who got me involved in it has been doing it his whole life, mm-hmm. and he was hunting. He got his first buck when he was 12 years old, and his dad and his grandpa came around and said, okay, close your eyes, because you have to take a shot of blood. People, some of your audience might object to this, but you're going to have to take a shot of blood from this deer that you shot.
Oh.
Well, they closed his eyes, and they gave him a shot of blackberry brandy.
Oh, no. That's horrible. 12
years old, okay?
Oh, my God.
Now, I'm not advocating that.
No.
But what I'm saying is people where I hunt, people have been hunting for generations, and it's something that we do every year, and even if you don't get a buck, you're out in the woods, and I heard Paul's forecast there. Tomorrow should be pretty nice, but you get to see the forest below. You get to see plenty of animals. It's a good time.
And did you take the same shot after you got your first one?
No, I was like 25, so it would have been legal for me as opposed to a 12-year-old.
That's so fun. I did not know that tradition. That is very cool.
I didn't either. I wish it would have started earlier, to be honest with you.
Oh, hey, Adam?
Yeah?
Does your accuracy get better? Does the shooting become better after, like, the second or third shot? How does that work?
No. I have a bolt-action rifle, so I have to... pull the lever back, put it back. A lot of hunters have, you know, semi-automatic where they can pull the trigger and do anything.
Boy, he must be really far up there, Adam. We are losing you, my friend.
Wow. Oh.
Where are you?
Hello. Hello.
Yeah.
There you go. Where are you?
I'm in Pine County, but first shot is the best shot. If you have to take any more, it's not going to be a good year.
There you go. Well, good luck tomorrow. Are you going to be up an hour before dawn?
Yes, I'll be filing reports for the Al Shock tomorrow morning. Tune in.
Fantastic. We look forward to hearing from you. And good luck. I hope you drink a lot of brandy.
All right. Thank you.
Thanks,
Adam. Be safe,
Adam. See, Paul, the things your friends are learning on their tour of Minnesota. You have to take, what did he call it? Blueberry brandy?
Blackberry, I think.
Blackberry brandy? Is that it? Maybe you guys should get some of that, Paul.
You guys, I'm sorry, you want to head back to the airport now? You've seen enough? You've heard enough?
No,
you've
yet.
Seen enough?
No,
they're going to stick around. They're going to stick around for the game, and after that, they may hightail it out here. But, hey, it was a good day, and it's going to be a good game tomorrow.
All right. You guys have fun. Be safe. Enjoy the rest of the tour, and we'll see you at the game tomorrow.
Have you been behaving yourself today, Jordana?
Not at all. Not at all.
Why start today?
Yeah, exactly right. You're not here to keep me in line, so it's all bets are off. You guys have fun.
All right. Thanks, darling. Bye-bye.
Kanye West, speaking about not behaving himself, may change his name. Hear what he's thinking about using next.
Paul and Jordana.
Beyond the headlines.
Big Conway fan? Kanye West fan?
No, I can't say.
No,
I am.
Not a big
Sorry.
Fan. My not kids like him. I mean, I'm not a fan, but that Beboppity song was kind of fun back in the day. Kanye West may change his name.
What?
You're saying, what would he change his name to, Jor? He's considering Christian genius billionaire Kanye West.
Come on.
It's kind of long. You know, initial CGBKW, Christian genius billionaire Kanye West. People say it's crass to call yourself a billionaire. He says, I might legally change my name to Christian genius billionaire Kanye West just for a year. Just for a year, he told Fast Company. Well, people joke that it's going to be hard to type. He says, it'll be on my license plate. I don't know how he's going to fit that on a license plate. I'm pretty sure that's...
just the initials, maybe. But
I mean, maybe. So he says he might make the name change for a year. You know, he's no stranger to controversy. Last year, he stirred up controversy when he suggested that slavery was a choice. He also asked Mark Zuckerberg for $1 billion, saying that he was $53 million in debt. And in 2009, to promote a sneaker line, he said he was going to change his name then, too, to Martin Lewis the King Jr. And remember in 2006, he posed for Rolling Stone with a crown of thorns and compared himself to Jesus. So the ego, I mean, it's just getting bigger and bigger. Christian genius billionaire Kanye West.
And the cry for attention, really.
It's astounding.
It's amazing. Okay, well, here, this one's actually for Paul Douglas. The Indianapolis Motor Speedway has announced plans to hold its first fully autonomous car race in October of 2021. So cars that have no one in them are going to be racing. The event will be open to teams from universities who will build their own self-driving cars. Qualifying rounds will require completing 10 laps, which is a 25-mile run on the speedway in less than 15 minutes, with at least one of the laps averaging 120 miles an hour or more. So they're going, I mean,
That's full speed,
not as fast as the you know, manned cars go, but they're going very fast.
That's
the race itself will be held over 20 laps, and the winning team needs to finish in under 20 minutes to take home the prize of $1 million.
Fully autonomous cars.
That's right.
I'd watch that.
Racing at a speedway.
Yeah, it's only 10 laps. I'd watch that.
Absolutely.
20 minutes? Totally. I love it. Do you ever look at those listings on Zillow, you know, when you're looking for a house, you look on Zillow and you're flipping through the houses? Well, this is a good one. A five-bedroom home in Michigan has earned 36,000 pairs of eyeballs over the course of its three-day listing. Just three days. You're thinking, oh, my gosh, it must be an unbelievable house. Well, not really. I mean, it's a pretty basic house. It's for sale by owner. In fact, they're asking $165,000 for the five-bedroom house. The reason so many people are looking at it is because in one of the pictures of the kitchen, on the kitchen counter, there's a plate with lines of a white powdery substance that commenters are wondering looks a lot like cocaine there on the on your kitchen island. And people are wondering if the coke comes with the house. I mean, that's a deal then, right? $165,000.
The street value on that.
Yeah, right? Plus all that coke? Fantastic. Well, of course, after this exploded and went viral, they did take the listing down. There's been no word. There's been no word from the homeowner. He said it went too viral. We don't know if somebody would notice something like that. Somebody said who is attached to the listing. But we don't know if it was actually cocaine. It has since been taken down, and we don't know if the home has been sold. Is that crazy, right? Like when you're taking for sale by owner, you're taking pictures of your own house. I guess, you know, that coke's I'm saving that for later. So, you know, you just take a picture and you upload it.
It's one thing to have like dirty laundry in the photo, but the coke is over the line.
Can you imagine? Can you imagine?
So, Jordana, I come from some longevity. I have some longevity in my family. When I was married, my grandparents were celebrating their 70th wedding anniversary.
Wow.
The year I got married.
Fantastic.
But that's nothing compared to a couple in Texas that now have a combined age of 211 years and are officially in the Guinness Book of World Records, the oldest married couple in the world. John Henderson is 106, and his wife,
gosh,
Charlotte, is a spry 105. They
will
celebrate their 80th wedding anniversary next month. How about that? 80
wow.
years of being together. They met at the University of Texas in 1934 and were married in 1939. Get this. The hotel they used for the night of their wedding cost $7. $7 in 1939. And get this. For the last 84 years, John, who's 106, has gone to at least one Longhorn football game.
Wow.
Isn't that amazing? A combined age of 211. Now, to wrap it up, we talked about quotes earlier. So obviously the question these couples are asked is what's the key? Like, what does it take? And here was John's response. Live life in moderation and be cordial to your spouse. Live life in moderation and be cordial to your spouse. And that's brought him to celebrating his 80th wedding anniversary next month.
You know what? I'm sure he's a lovely man, but that's terrible advice. Be boring and kind of nice.
Yeah.
And have, you know, be boring and use nice manners with your spouse. So, come on, buddy. Give me something else.
Moderation.
Have sex every night.
Moderation is boring.
Moderation is a little boring. But I don't know that I want to be 105.
Living super
moderately.
Long might be kind of boring, too. So
I know.
I guess you got to pick your poison.
My grandmother's going to be 100 this year. Wow. We're going down to Florida for her 100th birthday in March. And she says, God wants me here for some reason, but all my friends are dead. She had to make new friends because they're all dead.
Yeah.
You know, she's outlived two husbands.
Mm-hmm.
She did not murder them, though, by the way. She just outlived them. But yeah, it's
It does get a little bit lonely. I thank God they still have each other, though.
Yes.
That's pretty adorable.
Yeah, that's amazing.
That's adorable. I'm glad they're still. I'm not taking that advice, though. I'm going to be extreme and maybe die at 80, and I'm going to be okay with that.
And you're not going to be cordial to your spouse?
Oh, no, I'm going to be cordial.
Okay.
Yeah. No, but sometimes I'll be super nice and loving, and sometimes we'll have knockdown dragouts because that's just.
That's
fiery
life. That's
like
life.
That, and that's
true.
Life. Mm-hmm. And I think that is not cordial, and sometimes I'm not going to be cordial, and I'm just going to do that, okay?
You're probably not going to live to 106 either.
Probably not going to live to 106, that's right. A guy named Steve in Michigan built a banana car.
What?
He built a giant banana car out of a Ford F-150 pickup for reasons basically only he knows. But he was pulled over by a state trooper at 7:30 a.m., and it really looks like it's like a full-on banana with bruises and everything. Has holes for where people seat, where you can sit. It looks, I mean, you got to come and see it because it's really hilarious. I'll post it on my Twitter. Pulled over by a state trooper at 7:30 a.m. as he headed out for a long road trip in Texas. Now, Braithwaite was not speeding in the banana mobile, but possibly the cop wanted to make sure that it was street legal because it's rare that you see a giant banana scrolling down the street. Okay, Braithwaite... He gave him his license and he gave him all the information and his insurance. And then the cop came back with a $20 bill wrapped around all of it. The cop just said he wanted to check it out, wanted to see it. It was attracting a lot of attention and he gave him some gas money. Isn't that nice? Gave him some gas money for it. He said these cars are supposed to attract attention. And I certainly do. It is a giant rolling replica of a banana. And by the way, it is street legal. It's hilarious. And you're driving around in a big banana, you have to expect you're going to attract some attention.
I think we need to have a race between that banana mobile and the Oscar Mayer Wiener mobile.
You know what? I like it. I like it.
We got to set that up somehow.
I think we're going to have to set that up. Big banana mobile. Super fun. And nice cop, too. He's like, well, I just kind of wanted to check it out and here's some gas money. Enjoy.
All right. So it has been 40 years since Michael Jackson first performed his iconic Moonwalk. And the custom-made crystal-covered socks that he performed the moonwalk in are on sale.
Oh, boy.
They will go up for auction shortly. How much do you think those socks are estimated to go for?
$250,000.
Try upwards of $2 million.
Really? For socks?
$2 million.
Come on.
Now, and I guess this is a selling point, but they say the socks are heavily worn.
They're all schmutzy and sweaty.
They can't say for sure that they were heavily worn by Michael Jackson, but in general, they have been used a lot, and I guess that, you know, puts the value up. The auction will start on November 13th. There's a few other Michael Jackson items as well going up for sale, including his suit of lights. But I guess the socks from his iconic moonwalk are the marquee item that can go for the top.
Yeah, it was all about the socks because, you know, the pants were cropped short. So you could see
the socks.
And they were all blinged out. You said they're crystals?
Crystal-covered socks is how they're described.
I could see that. I mean, they're pretty iconic. It's like the glove. I'm sure if the glove had been auctioned off, it would be millions and millions of dollars.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool. I'm not paying $2 million,
no,
but that is pretty cool. It's also 4:46. Let's take a quick break. I got to tell you, it's the Wicks and Jewelers Time Check. Find the Midwest's most distinguished collection of luxury watches for both men and women at Wicks and Jewelers in Bloomington.
Paul and Jordana.
Jordana Green. Paul is on vacay, being a tourist. Has some friends in town, some family, and he's showing them all the hot spots. He's also in a heated Twitter battle with Corey Heppala, Nadine Babu, and Mike Max. They all made predictions.
I did?
The Gopher Penn State
Twitter,
game.
Though.
We put it on a poll on Twitter.
Yep.
And you are losing badly.
How so?
Well, nobody's voting for your prediction.
Well, me and three people who never played football. Let's see how that turns out.
You know, it's funny because David said the exact same thing. He goes, Mike's got the chops on this. Like, if you're a betting person, you'd want to bet with Mike.
Well, I'm sure. So what you're saying is everybody, obviously, I wasn't the only one that predicted the Gophers to win. It's just a question of what the score would be, right?
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. You had the lowest score. Everybody else had higher scores.
Yeah.
That's why.
Yeah, okay.
All right, but look, they don't know anything either. Yeah, you guys are predicting the future, and I know you don't have a crystal ball.
That's right, man. It's
So let's all wait and see, okay?
Can I say something really funny?
Please do.
There's a crystal ball. There's this picture that went viral. It's Howard Cosell, and it's from the 1970s. and on one side of him is Bruce Jenner, and on the other side is O.J. Simpson. Okay. Obviously, he did an interview with both of them at the time, both just coming off amazing careers, whatever. And the caption says, "This is Howard Cosell, and I can see the future. And you're not going to believe what I'm about to tell you."
That's good.
Yeah.
That's good. No, we wouldn't have believed it, my friend.
No.
We would not. That's for sure. So again, we know all about the game. Any thoughts on the game?
Yeah, you almost forget there's a game sometimes when the hype gets built. You know, everybody's talking about this and that and blah, blah, blah. Penn State comes in, they're going to be really confident. They're going to be, they're not going to get rattled if things don't go their way. They'll hang in there and do all that stuff. They're also beatable. They're not a juggernaut on offense. They got a good defense. They're solid on offense. But I don't think they can tear up this Gopher defense. I don't think it's one of those deals where they can score a ton of points against the Gophers. And the question is that you can't tell is, you know, the Gophers got some real playmakers on offense with their receivers, their running backs. But they haven't played against a great, great team yet. And how will that play out when they play against Penn State? Can Penn State, in essence, make it third and long a lot? Can they make it third and nine, third and 10, as opposed to third and one, second and two? That's what the Gophers have played with for the first eight games of the season. And if they do that, how does that change the game? To me, that's where it's won or lost.
What about the Viking game they took on the Cowboys?
Yeah, I was out there today, and Adam Thielen's not playing. He's officially out. So is Linval Joseph, and so those are big blows for the Vikings. Thielen, of course, this hamstring doesn't seem to get any better, and of course he tried last week against Kansas City a little bit, and Joseph is a run stopper in the middle. They've got some people they've got some pretty good depth there, but concerning to go down to Dallas with those two on the sidelines completely. Yeah. So the Vikings. A little bit like the Gophers, if you assume you're not going to score too many points and the Vikings could probably get to 24, can your defense do the rest? The answer is yes. If you can throw Dak Prescott off his game a little bit, I was talking to Harrison Smith about him this afternoon. He said this guy, the problem with him is he's not only big and strong and throws the ball well, but he can run. And he's so big and strong that if you let him get some space, he's a real problem. But I think the Vikings can negate that.
Wolves host Golden State tonight at 7, so that means you're not on the air.
Neither is Golden State, man. They lost all their good players going to this one. If the Wolves don't win this one, we got a problem.
Well, okay. All right. We hope that happens.
Yeah.
But you have a special show because you're doing a high school football show.
Yeah, every
right?
Friday night we do the high school sports rally, Frank and I. And tonight we'll feature there's some big games. Of course, everything's in the state quarterfinals. Wyzetta plays Centennial. That's huge. Lakeville South against Moundsview. Fridley's playing Hutchinson at 6 o'clock tonight. We'll have highlights from all those cold weather games, plus volleyball. State volleyball is underway. YZ is going to play Egan in the finals in Class 3A. Minneota won this afternoon. So that's championship Saturday tomorrow. So all of the above.
Boy, you're a busy guy. Say hi to Frank tonight.
We'll
have
do.
A great show. We'll be watching.
Okay, thank you, Jordan. Have a great weekend.
Thanks, Mike Max. Appreciate it. And remember, Wolves host Golden State tonight at 7. We are your home for the Timberwolves. Our pregame show starts right here at 6:30 after the news on WCCO. You can hear all the Wolves action right here on CCO. And, you know, normally we would bet against us if we were playing Golden State, but Mikey says we got a real shot tonight, so we are excited. Keep that momentum that we had at the very beginning of the Wolves season. Very beginning of the Wolves season. We hope to certainly keep some of that going. When we get back, you will hear the predictions made by Paul and Corey and Nadine and Mike Max, and I will update you on what the Twitter poll says. If you're walking around downtown, if you're in and out of the skyways, you may have bumped into an R2-D2 or a Darth Vader. Hear a little bit more about that. And if you received a strange text today, maybe a text from the past, or maybe even a text from somebody that has passed on. I know that's disturbing, but overnight, a lot of people got texts from someone who has passed on in the last year. It's troubling and bizarre and creepy, and we're going to tell you why that is happening. That's at the top of the hour. And then Henry Lake is going to join us. Is he over in the Skyway studio, David?
Yes, he'll be in the Skyway studio just in Target Center, and we'll talk with him about the Wolves-Warriors game this evening.
That's where he's doing his pregame show. So if you're going down to the game tonight, go on and visit him. Say hi. Wait, you can just wave through the glass. You know, they're not going to let you in or anything to interrupt the broadcast. But go on and wave to Henry. And then our favorite part of the week at 5:30. The happy hour. You can text me you're happy right now. I will save it and read it at 5:30 coming up after the news.
Paul and Jordana.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.